们赞美你。
We are forever grateful that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, to deliver us from our sins.
我永远感激你差派你的独生爱子主耶稣基督来让我们远离我们的罪恶。
We stand in awe before Christ's glory.
我们站立敬畏在主耶稣的荣光之中。
We praise you for the infinite value of his sacrifice, the wonderful example of humility, the tenderness of his grace towards us, and the blessed assurance of the living hope.
主啊，我们赞美你，因为你牺牲无限的价值，你谦卑的美好榜样，你给我们柔和的恩典，有福的确据和活泼的盼望。
Thank you for your grace that is poured upon us abundantly at all times.
感谢你赐你的恩典倾灌在我们的生命中。
Your grace encourages us not to grow weary in our trials.
你的恩典激励我们，让我们在试炼当中不至于失去信心。
Your grace calms our fears. Your grace removes our guilt and shame. Your grace strengthens us in our infirmities.
你的恩典平静我们的恐惧，你的恩典移除了我们的罪恶，你的恩典在我们软弱的时候坚强我们。
Lord, we lift up this church.
主啊，我们将我们的教会摆上。
We ask that you would humble us and have mercy upon us.
求你施怜悯于我们，让我们谦卑。
We look to you to guide in our journey here.
求你继续引导我们在这里的路程。
And Father, now sanctify us through your living word.
主啊，现在请求你用你的话语来让我们成为圣洁。
Speak through me, your servant.
通过我来向弟兄姐妹们说话。
And to you be all the glory, honor, and praise.
主啊，愿所有的颂赞、荣耀和赞美都献上给你。
In Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹们，请坐。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25.
请弟兄姐妹们打开圣经，翻到彼得前书。第二章二十一节到二十五节。
And I'll have Brother Yifan to go ahead and read it for us.
我在这里为大家攻读今天的经文，彼得前书第二章二十一节。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿主赐福给那宣讲和讲论他的道的人。
You know, a few years ago, it was at church camp that I played basketball at every time I could.
几年前在我们的退休会上，我每找到时间就会去打篮球。
It was also at church camp that I went on a very long hike.
我也和弟兄姐妹们一起去远足。
And so, when I got home, not only was I tired, I was hurting.
所以当我回到家中的时候，我不仅非常的劳累，我也身体上有疼痛。
Today, I am still hurting today.
一直到今天我还是很痛。
Don't worry, I will be okay.
但是弟兄姐妹们不用担心，我会好好的。
I have to admit that I can't play basketball all the time now.
但是我必须承认，现在的我不能够经常的打篮球了。
But I do have a question for you.
但是我给弟兄姐妹们有这样一个问题。
How do you respond when pain comes upon you?
当你的人生中经历苦难的时候，你是怎样回应的呢？
How do we respond when suffering of all kinds come upon us?
当生命中给我们带来苦难的时候，我们是怎样回应的呢？
For some of us, pain can be unexpected.
对于我们当中的一些人，苦难是我们没有能够期待的。
And sometimes suffering can be constant.
有时候这些苦难是时常。
And we have to realize it's not just the physical pain,But it could be emotional pain too as well.
我们也必须意识到这苦难这疼痛不一定是身体上的也可能是感情上的。
This morning we will take a look at Christ both as the significance of his suffering for us.
今天早上我们看到耶稣基督他为我们所受苦的意义。
And how his suffering can shape us even today.
并且看到我们的生命怎样因受苦而得到改变。
Now, the last time I was here, in the service, I preached on verse 21.
上一次我讲到的时候，讲到彼得前书第二章二十一节。
Verse 21 says, "You have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving an example for you to follow in His steps."
二十一节讲到，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
Three things that we have to remember. First of all, we are called to Christ.
我们必须记住这三点。第一点，我们蒙召跟随主耶稣。
And as we are called to Christ, we identify or we share in the sufferings of Christ.
在我们蒙召跟随基督的时候，我们也与他一同受苦。
Second of all, we are confronted with the Savior's suffering.
第二点，我们看到了主耶稣基督的苦难。
If you read through the Gospels, you're very well aware of the sufferings of Christ.
如果你读到福音书的话，你会非常的了解主耶稣所受的苦。
If you read through Scripture, you're very well aware of the sufferings of Christ.
如果你读圣经的话，你也对耶稣基督所受的苦非常的了解。
And finally, we are challenged to follow Christ as He set the example for us.
最后，我们也受到挑战，跟随基督，跟随他的榜样。
So if we says we are, if we say we are followers of Christ, we will also follow in the same footsteps of suffering.
所以，如果说我们说我们是跟随主耶稣基督的，我们也跟随他的苦难。
But there is a purpose.
但是，这苦难是有目的的。
There is a divine purpose for us.
神让我们受苦是有他的旨意的。
So let's go on in the passage in verse 22.
所以我们看到经文的二十二节。
Notice in terms of Christ, he committed no sin, neither deceit was found in his mouth.
我们看到他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
First of all, when we are following in Christ's footsteps, we need to notice Christ, notice his character.
第一点，当我们跟随耶稣的脚踪的时候，我们必须注意到他的品格。
In other words, let's make an observation right now how Christ responded to suffering.
换句话说，让我们现在来看一看主耶稣基督是怎样回应苦难的。
And the passage is very clear in verse 22. It says that he committed no sin. There was no deceit at all with him.
经文的二十二节很清楚地说到，在主耶稣遇到苦难的时候，他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
So in other words, when Christ went through suffering,He committed no sin at all.
换句话说，当主耶稣基督受苦的时候，他并没有犯罪。
So let me ask you a question. What happens when you experience pain?
弟兄姐妹们，在你受苦的时候，发生会怎样呢？
When I experience pain, I say the word ouch.
当我感觉到疼痛的时候，我会喊出来很痛。
And I've been saying ouch a lot with this.
因为我的脚伤，我最近一直频频的感到疼痛。
There are times when we react to pain and we say ouch, or sometimes we shed tears.
我们有时候会说哇好痛啊，甚至会流泪。
And don't think it's just the little kids that shed tears. Sometimes it's the big kids that shed tears.
不要以为只有小孩也会流泪，大人也是会流眼泪的。
You might say that I don't have a whole lot of pain tolerance.
你可能会说我不能够忍痛。
But look at Christ, and He sets the example for us.
让我们看到主耶稣，他为我们设下了榜样。
We should notice how He responded to sufferings.
我们应该看到主耶稣基督是怎样回应苦难的。
Now let me just go through briefly some of His sufferings.
让我简单的提一提主耶稣所经受的苦难。
First of all, we have to realize that He suffered physical sufferings.
第一，我们必须意识到他在肉体上经历了痛苦。
Now let me just put it very clear. Remember, he was laid upon the cross. There was nails in his hands and his feet.
主耶稣被钉在十字架上，在他的手上和脚上都有钉子。
Now I could go on and on as far as the sufferings of Christ before the cross, on the cross, but the nails in his hands, nails in his feet, on the cross, suffering to die, that should say a lot.
主耶稣基督在上十字架前、上十字架的当中和十字架后都经历了很多的苦难，但是仅仅是他手上和脚上的钉子就足以证明他所受的苦难的程度。
I think you guys get the idea, because most of the time when we think about Christ's suffering, we think about his sacrifice on the cross.
很多时候当我们想到耶稣基督所经历的苦难的时候，我们便想到他在十字架上所经历的。
But I want to stretch your imaginations further, because not only did he go through physical sufferings, he also went through emotional sufferings.
但是我也想要进一步挑战一下大家的想象力。他不光经耶稣基督不光经历了肉体上的痛苦，他也经历了情感上的苦难。
Remember when Christ was on the cross, who else was there?
大家记得耶稣基督在被钉十字架的时候，还有谁在现场吗？
Sure, there was a disciple, but who else was there? His mother was there.
不只是他的门徒，耶稣基督的妈，母亲也在那里。
Can you imagine just the emotions he had seeing his mother, and is also his mother seeing him on the cross?
你可以想象到耶稣的母亲看到耶稣被钉在十字架上，心里是经历怎样的波澜吗？
Some of us have read the gospel well, and we know how Jesus made sure that his mother was going to be taken care of.
我们当中熟悉福音书的人知道，耶稣基督确认他的母亲会被照顾，好好的照顾。
So one of the anguish that he had was for his mother.
耶稣他的痛苦之一就是为了他的母亲而感到悲伤。
There was another type of suffering too as well.
这里还有另外一种的苦难。
I call it the social suffering.
我称它为社会上的苦难，人与人之间的苦难。
Remember all the verbal abuse that happened on Christ?
大家还记得耶稣基督所遭受的辱骂吗？
Remember people walk by the cross and they shouted at Christ.
记得人们走过十字架对耶稣大喊大叫。
And yet scripture says, even though they shouted at him, he did not sin, he did not retaliate.
但是经文说到即使他被骂，但是还不还口。
Christ uttered no threats at all.
耶稣受害也并没有说威吓的话。
Instead, what did Christ say on the cross?
但是他在十字架上说了什么呢？
He said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
耶稣说赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Essentially, what we have here is that Jesus offered the gospel invitation.
耶稣对那些人提供了福音的邀请。
That's the Savior. That's the love of God.
这才是我们的救主，这是神的爱。
Scripture tells us God demonstrated His love towards us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
经文告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就像以此向我们显明了。
In other words, Christ knew the divine purpose when it came to His suffering.
换句话说，耶稣基督很清楚关于他自己受苦的，神圣的旨意。
It was to save the very people that taunted him, the same persons that gave him nails on his hands.
他受苦正是为了要救那些让他受苦、逼他上十字架的人。
And Christ suffered for us too as well.
耶稣也为我们而受苦。
There is purpose in suffering.
在受苦当中是有神的美好的旨意的。
I hope you know that your best witness may not be when you have it all together, but rather when you are falling apart.
我希望弟兄姐妹们知道，你最美好的见证常常不是在你人生顺遂的时候，时常是在你生命遭受到打击的时候。
So you know how many people ask me about what happened?
你知道有多少人问我的脚到底发生了什么吗？
A lot of people ask me what happened and are you going to be okay?
有很多人问我的身体还好吗？
If I didn't have this, you guys wouldn't say anything to me.
如果我脚上没有绷带的话，你们就不会问我。
And it proves my point. There are times when if somebody's in pain, somebody is hurt, or somebody's ill, we usually say, what has happened? It starts a conversation.
这证明了我的观点。我们时常是看到有人在受苦难的时候才会去关心他们。
And like I said, your best witness is not when you have it all together, but sometimes when you fall apart.
就像我刚才说的，你最美好的见证可能不是发生在你生命顺风顺水的时候，而是在你生命承受打击的时候。
When they see the grace or when they see the love in you, even in the midst of your suffering,
当他们看到你即使在苦难当中还是充满了神的恩典，
that gives a profound witness.
这就是一个非常深刻美好的见证。
So even though you may be in the hospital, you could have a profound witness to those who attend.
即使你还是在医院当中，你还是可以做一个美好的、深刻的见证。
Second thing we need to notice in this passage,
第二点我们应该看到的
is how Christ communicated.
我们看到耶稣基督是怎样沟通、怎样交流的。
Now notice it says there was no deceit in his mouth.
经文说到他口里没有诡诈。
Do you ever think about why such an emphasis on the mouth?
大家会不会想到为什么经文当中要强调口里没有诡诈呢?
Now when it comes to Christ, there is absolute holiness. There is purity in both his life, his speech, and his heart.
耶稣基督是圣洁的,是纯正的,在他的生命和他的言语当中。
And scripture says, even though he was reviled, he did not revile in return.
经文说到他即使被骂还是不还口。
Now I want you to just think for a minute.
我想弟兄姐妹想跟我一起想这个事情。
Which body part is hard to control?
在我们身体当中哪什么样的东西器官是最难控制的?
It's not your hands.
不是你的手。
I could always put it behind my back.
可以把我的手放在我的背后。
Right now it's not my foot.
也不是我的脚。
But what is it? It is your mouth.
但是最难控制的乃是你的口。
Even when we cover our mouth,
其实我们遮住我们的嘴。
We don't cover our mouth because to prevent us from saying something. It's we cover our mouth because we already said something and we regret it, right?
通常我们把嘴遮上是因为我们已经说了一些让我们感到后悔的话。
Usually we cover our mouth because we said something inappropriate and we just realize it.
我们把嘴遮住常常是因为我们通常刚刚意识到我们说了一些不正当的话。
In the Bible, in the book of James,What body part does he mention the most?
我们看到在圣经新约雅各书当中最经常提到的身体器官是什么呢?
He mentions about the mouth, the tongue, and how it goes out of control.
是我们的嘴和我们的舌头,它是如此的难以控制。
He says the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts about many things.
虽然舌头是身体的一个小部分,但是它却能够夸大。
And he says, consider a small fire that blazes a large forest.
星星之火可以燎原。
And he would liken the tongue or the mouth as a fire.
我们的舌头所说的话可以把整个森林全都燃烧。
Let me ask you, when's the last time that you...upset somebody by your words.
弟兄姐妹们，你上一次用你所说的话来伤到其他人是什么时候呢？
Usually it happens in the home, right?
在我们家庭当中也经常发生这样的事。
And so when you upset, let's say your spouse, your mother, guess what?
当你的话伤到你的妻子或者丈夫或者你的母亲的时候，会发生什么呢？
She's not happy.
通常你的另一半不会开心。
And the rest of the house is not happy.
家庭的其他成员也不会高兴。
There's an old saying that says, when mommy's not happy, nobody's happy.
弟兄姐妹们都知道，当家里的母亲不开心的时候，没有人可以开心。
And so that you realize that because of your words, you could not just upset one person, but you could upset the whole household.
所以弟兄姐妹们意识到你所说的话通常并不只伤到一个人，可以伤到你整个的家庭。
Have you ever realized how much time does it take to heal when you upset somebody by your words?
弟兄姐妹们，有没有意识到，当你出口伤人的时候，要经过多久那个人才可以得到治愈呢？
If you answer, it only takes 1 minute.
如果你觉得只用一分钟的话，
I take it you're wrong.
我觉得你应该是错了。
Now I hope you didn't answer. It takes days.
我也希望不只是我也希望你的回答不是有好几天。
But let me tell you this: it takes some time to reconcile, especially if a word is not spoken appropriately, doesn't it?
当我们被别人所说的话所伤到的时候，通常需要一个过程才能够得到治愈。
Again, we are supposed to follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
我们是应该跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
Following the footsteps of Jesus is also following in how he communicated.
跟随耶稣基督的脚踪行也是要跟随他是怎样表达、怎样沟通的。
And even though he was reviled, he did not revile in return.
即使耶稣被骂，他还是没有还口。
And so we have to ask ourselves, how is our speech, how is our words being shaped by the Savior?
所以我们必须问我们自己，我们所说的话是怎样受到耶稣基督的改变而改变的呢？
You know, our next point is going to tell us even how it could be shaped.
我的下一点也会告诉我们，这是我们的生命应该怎样受耶基督的影响而改变。
Because once again, when we follow in his footsteps, notice his commitment.
当我们跟随耶稣基督脚踪行的时候，让我们看到他的委身。
Notice Christ's commitment. While he suffered, he uttered no threats, but he kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
耶稣受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So make the observation really quick. Who did Jesus trust?
我们在这里看到，耶稣基督将自己交托给谁了呢？
Jesus trusted God.
耶稣将自己交托在神的手里。
And if you read through the Gospels, you read about his life, you notice how Jesus willingly, obeyingly, the Lord God Almighty from the very get-go to the very end.
如果我们通读福音书，我们就可以看到耶稣基督是怎样顺服的，将自己从头到尾，将自己的身体交托在神的手中。
There was an absolute commitment to follow the Lord's words and to follow his plans.
耶稣基督完完全全地将自己委身给神。
Remember, following the Lord's plan doesn't mean no matter how difficult it gets, Christ was committed to following it.
跟随神的计划意味着无论怎样困难，他都完完全全地委身。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus gave a very serious, arduous prayer.
在克西马尼园当中，耶稣非常辛苦的祷告。
Because he realized the cup of suffering that was going to come upon him.
因为他意识到马上就要在他身上，降临的这个苦杯。
And that cup of suffering would also include the wrath of God.
这苦杯也包括了神的愤怒。
And Jesus said, "My Father, if it's possible, take this cup away from me." Yet not as I will, but as you will.
耶稣说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Jesus prayed, and he ended up doing the Lord's will.
耶稣基督在最后。
In that same gospel passage, notice who else was supposed to pray.
我们在看到这个故事当中，还有谁是应该祷告的呢？
It was the followers, the disciples of Christ.
是耶稣的门徒。
They were supposed to pray. The spirit is willing, but what? The flesh is weak.
他们虽然应当祷告，但是虽然他们的心灵愿意，肉体却软弱了。
The disciples, at the most critical moment, had a whole lot of difficulty in really praying.
门徒们在那关键的时刻却没有能够警醒祷告。
And it reminds us or it challenges us, you know what? When it comes to hardship, is it the first thing we do when to pray?
这也提醒我们，弟兄姐妹们，当我们遭遇苦难的时候，我们的第一个反应是祷告吗？
When other people are going through suffering that you know, do you pray or do you just simply have pity on them?
当我们在看到身边的人经受苦难的时候，我们是祷告还是只是怜悯他们呢？
Any type of hardship, any type of suffering, any type of trials, whether it happens to you or happens to your loved one or happens to somebody in this church, we should pray.
无论在我们遭遇怎样的苦难、怎样的试炼的时候，我们都应当祷告。
And when prayer happens, when we pray more, it's an indication that the Savior's suffering is shaping us.
在我们祷告的时候，我们就知道主耶稣基督的苦难在影响着我们。
You know what?And it's rightly so. When the church suffers, we should be praying.
当教会受苦的时候，我们应当为教会祷告。
And that is when we have more people praying, we know that we are shaped by the Savior's suffering.
当我们有更多的弟兄姐妹一起来祷告的时候，我们知道我们的生命因受苦的基督而改变。
Notice it says that Jesus entrusted himself to the one who judges righteously.
我们看到耶稣将自己交托在那按公义审判人的主。
Jesus entrusts himself to God the Father, who is the righteous judge, who is fair.
我们看到耶稣基督将他的生命交托在神的手中，他是那公义的审判者。
Oftentimes, when things become unfair in our lives, sometimes we want to correct the whole thing.
在我们的生命当中，当我们觉得遭遇不公平对待的时候，我们时常自己去介入。
And there are times in life that we have to entrust that God is going to smooth, that God is going to pave the way.
我们也知道，我们必须将我们的生命交托在神的手中，神会铺平我们面前的道路。
Another thing from this passage that we could gather is when we follow in the Savior's steps, notice the cross.
在我们跟随主的脚踪行的时候，让我们看到十字架。
Verse 24 is a standout verse.
24节是经文当中的一个突出的地方。
It says, He himself bore our sins in the body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, and by his wounds you have been healed.
24节说到，耶稣亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活，因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
Now let me tell you this, I could do an entire message on this one verse.
我可以就根据这一条经文来讲整个一篇道。
But let me give you the mini version of what I would say.
让我跟大家分享我所讲的这个道的缩减版本。
The first thing that you notice, it says he himself. In other words, there's an emphasis on Christ.
我们看到这节经文的重点在耶稣基督身上。
There is an emphasis because Jesus was willingly, he voluntarily, he submittingly took upon the suffering.
我们强调耶稣基督他自己情愿的、甘愿的、顺服的承担了我们的罪。
And so when we understand the suffering, understand this, that Jesus wasn't backed in, but Jesus willingly laid himself upon the cross.
耶稣基督并不是不甘愿地承担了我们的罪，而是非常情愿地担当了我们的罪。
The second thing I notice in this passage is says that he bore our sins.
第二点，在这经文说到，他亲身担当了我们的罪。
Now I already made the point that Jesus suffered in many ways.
我已经说到，耶稣用很多的方式经历了很多的苦难。
Remember, he suffered physically, he suffered emotionally, he suffered socially.
他在肉体上、情感上和社交上都经历了苦难。
But here you could say that he suffered spiritually because he took upon our sins.
但是我们在24节当中看到耶稣也在属灵上受了苦难，因为他担当了我们的罪。
When he takes upon all of our sins, he also takes upon all the punishment that was meant for you and me.
当耶稣担当我们的罪的时候，他也背负了所有我们应得的惩罚。
In other words, he took upon the wrath of God.
换句话说，耶稣基督也背负了神的愤怒。
And that's a lot of suffering that took place.
耶稣基督自己经历了很多很多的苦难。
Not only did he suffer spiritually, but also look on it says he bore our sins in his body on the tree.
他不仅在灵命上受到了苦难，他也被钉在十字架上。
Another thing that we could say that his suffering was substitutional.
我们也可以说他的苦难是有这个代替的作用的。
Again, what was meant for us, Christ took it upon himself.
耶稣基督承担了我们所应得的愤怒和惩罚。
And remember, it's not just you, but it's everybody.
并不只是你自己，而是所有全人的。
Jesus took upon the sins of the world.
耶稣基督承担了全世界所应得的罪。
It was substitutionary.
所以他的苦难是有替代的作用的。
What was meant for us, Jesus took it upon himself.
我们所应得的惩罚、应得的愤怒，耶稣基督自己为我们承担了。
The other thing that we have to understand from this passage, there is a reason why he suffered.
耶稣基督的受苦是有原因的。
And it says here that we might die to sin and to live for righteousness.
耶稣基督受苦是为了让我们能够在罪里死，在公义上活。
In other words, his suffering was purposeful for you and me.
换句话说，耶稣基督的受苦是为了你和我。
In other words, we are meant to live purposefully, we are meant to live holy, we are meant to live righteously.
换句话说，我们必须活出一个有标杆、有目的、圣洁的人生。
Because Christ died for our sins, we are freed, we are awakened, we are empowered to live a meaningful, fruitful, and righteous life.
因为主耶稣为我们而死，我们才能够得以活出一个多结果实的有意义的人生。
Notice the last phrase. It says, "By His wounds you have been healed."
我们看到24节最后说到，因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
Not only is his suffering was purposeful, but his suffering was salvational. In other words, it gave us deliverance.
耶稣所受的苦不光是有意义的，他也是给我们带来救恩的。
In other words, we are healed because of Christ.
因耶稣受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
We are whole because of Christ.
因为耶稣我们得以完全。
We are in the light because of Christ.
我们在光中行走，因为主耶稣。
We are blessed because of Christ. We have eternal life because of Christ.
我们有永恒的生命，得到祝福，都是因为耶稣。
We are forgiven because of Christ.
我们因着耶稣而得到宽恕。
And so the wounds of sins is no more.
所以我们罪的伤痕就不再存在了。
Let me ask you this, have you been forgiven by Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你有被耶稣基督所宽恕吗？
Maybe you know that Christ forgives, but you have yet to experience forgiveness.
可能你知道耶稣基督可以饶恕，但是你自己还没有能够经历。
Maybe you have heard testimonies of others who've experienced forgiveness, but you have yet to experience forgiveness.
可能你有听过其他弟兄姐妹得到饶恕的见证，但是自己还没有能够经历。
You may be sitting here, right now, by somebody who has been forgiven, who continues to bring you to church.
你可能正坐在一个已经被耶稣所饶恕的弟兄姐妹的旁边。
But have you been forgiven?
但是你自己有
被 Have you asked for forgiveness from God?
但是你自己有被耶稣饶恕吗？你有没有能够请求神的宽恕呢？
Not ask yourself, but ask God for forgiveness.
不是问你自己，而是求神来宽恕你。
Have you ever come to God and said, God, please forgive my sins?
你有没有亲自到神的面前求神来宽恕你的罪呢？
You know, as you know, my wife is a school teacher.
弟兄姐妹们可能知道我的妻子是一个学校的老师。
And every week it's the same thing.
每周都发生同样的一件事情。
You know, kids sometimes don't get along.
孩子们互相有时候会变得不友好。
And maybe they said a bad thing, or maybe they did a bad deed, and somehow they have to get together with somebody who they have offended.
可能他们做错了事，可能他们说错了话。
And so, like a good teacher, my wife would say, you need to apologize when you offended somebody.
所以我的妻子作为一个好的学校的老师，就会把这几个孩子召集在一起，让那个做错了事的孩子来道歉。
So usually the kid would say, I'm sorry.
通常那个做错事的孩子会说对不起。
Now is sorry good enough?
只说对不起就够了吗？
My wife would say, wait a second. What are you sorry for?
我妻子会说，等一下孩子，你为什么而感到抱歉呢？
See, that's the difference.
这是有差别的。
You could be sorry, but you may not be sorry for what you did, right?
你可能感到抱歉，但是你抱歉的动机却不对。
In other words, you may be sorry, but maybe you're not sorry for saying the wrong word or doing the bad deed.
换句话说，你说了对不起，但是你却不为你所做错了的事或者说错了的话而感到抱歉。
And then my wife would ask the other question, who are you sorry to?
接下来我的太太会问，你为谁而感到抱歉呢？
And so finally the kid will turn to the other kid that he offended.
所以最后那个做错了事的孩子会转向那个被他伤害的孩子。
And he would say, I am sorry to you who I offended with my words.
他会对那个受到伤害的孩子说，对不起，我说的话伤害了你。
Will you forgive me?
你可不可以原谅我呢？
Let me ask you this, have you ever been sorry before God?
弟兄姐妹们，你何曾在神面前感到愧疚吗？
Sorry for what?
为什么而感到抱歉呢？
For your sins that offended the Lord God Almighty.
因为你的罪冒犯了神。
Have you ever said in your heart and in your prayers, I am a sinner, I need your forgiveness, will you forgive me?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有在你的祷告中对神说，我是一个罪人，求神饶恕我？
If you haven't asked God for forgiveness, maybe today's the day that you will ask.
如果你还没有求神饶恕你，也许今天是这个时候了。
There is no better time and no better place to say, Lord, will you please forgive me from all of my sins because I know it offended you.
我们应当跟神说，求神饶恕我们，因为我们冒犯了他。
You realize that Christ died for your sins, that he bore your sins on the cross.
你意识到耶稣基督为你的罪而死，他担当了你所应得的惩罚。
You realize that God has called you to accept His forgiveness.
你意识到神呼召了你，让你接受他的宽恕。
That Christ suffered for you.
耶稣基督为你而受苦。
And that you would follow in Christ's footsteps.
你也会跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
In other words, that you would live a life that is righteous.
换句话说，你会活出一个公义的人生。
Have you been healed today?
你今天有得到医治吗？
Have you been forgiven today?
你今天有得到饶恕吗？
Today is a time where you need to come to the Savior.
今天是你应当来到耶稣基督面前的时候。
Come to the shepherd of your soul.
来到你灵魂的牧羊人面前。
Come to the overseer who sees your life and sees all.
来到你生命的监督者面前。
Will you come today and ask forgiveness of our Lord and our God?
弟兄姐妹们，你今天会到主面前请求他的宽恕吗？
Now for some of us, as we get set to commune,
在我们预备要领受圣餐的时候，
maybe we realize that the example that Christ had paved the way for us, we fall short.
我们可能意识到我们没有办法来跟随耶稣基督的榜样。
Maybe we realize that we don't always use the appropriate words.
我们可能意识到我们所说的话并不时常是正确的。
And maybe we realize that we're not exactly nice and good when it comes to suffering.
我们意识到在我们遭受生命的苦难的时候并不是欢喜的。
I invite you to accept the forgiveness of God.
我邀请弟兄姐妹们来接受神所带来的宽恕。
Let us pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we ask, Father, as we come before you,
天父，在我们来到你面前的时候，
we know that we have sinned and fallen short of your glory.
我们知道我们犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We realize, Father, just a simple word sometimes could offend not only one person, but everybody in the entire household.
父啊，我们知道我们所说的话时常冒犯家里的人。
And even though we should follow your example, Father, we fall short.
主啊，即使我们应当跟随您的榜样，但是我们还是亏欠。
Father, help us to know and help us to know that Christ bore our sins in His body.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们知道耶稣基督担当了我们的罪。
Help us to die to sin that we may live, Father, for your righteousness.
让我们在罪里死，也在公义上活。
Father, cleanse us now as before as we commune with you.
主啊，在我们要领受圣餐的时候，洁净我们的身体。
We thank you for your grace that is so free and so abundant.
我们谢谢你提供给我们如此丰盛，如此让我们得到自由的恩典。
And we thank you for your love that is so amazing.
感谢你如此奇异的恩典，奇异的爱。
We pray all these things in Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。